I'll pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
Name of Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's service.
我们唱诗155首。
Let's sing hymn number
155. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在祷告，求主带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
Today, now we would like to pray and ask for God's guidance for tonight's service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
我们要继续来查考《传道书》。
We will continue to study the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书我们刚刚读过去的印象就是，这个好像很消极。
The concept that we had when we read this was that this is quite extreme. Passive.
确实传道书所要传达的一个讯息就是如果没有神，我们在世界上一切所做都是虚空。
Indeed, the message here in the book of Ecclesiastes is that if we do not have God, and everything we do is futile.
这个是要拆掉我们的旧观念，就是没有神，我们也可以活得很好，这是不对的。
This is to take away the old concept that we had, which is that we can live well even without God.
那上个礼拜我们查考第五章，上一次第五章一节到十第七节。
So the last time we studied chapter 5 verses 1 through 7.
这里是在提到敬拜神。
And here it discusses worshiping God.
到底我们会不会说敬拜神一辈子，到最后发现这个也是空的，没有得到什么。
Do we ever feel that if we worship God our whole entire lives, in the end it is also futile?
那第五章第七节给我们一个 结论。
So in chapter 5 verse 7, it gives us a conclusion.
最后一句话就是你只要敬畏神。
Says in the end that as long as we stand in awe of God.
我们宗教的信仰要从敬畏神出发。
So the source of our religion is from revering God.
如果把敬畏神拿掉，只剩下一堆的仪式，一套的规则，这种的信仰到最后会发现是得不到什么，也是空的。
And if we take that away, and what's left is just formality, that kind of faith is in the end futile.
那我们的仪式，或者我们在遵守一套的规则，这个出发点是因为我们对这位伟大的神一个敬畏。
So our practice and our formality, the source of that should be because we are worshiping God.
如果我们敬畏神，神的话就有分量。
And if we are in awe of God, then His words will hold meaning.
不是当作参考，对我们是一种命令。
The words should not be as reference, but it should be a command.
那这个神的话刻在我们内心，就会影响我们的生活。
And if the words of God are carved in our hearts, then it will affect our lives.
那如果对神没有敬畏，
But if we do not fear God,
你圣经读几遍，道理听多少，生活不会变。
Then regardless of how many times we read the Bible, our lives will not change.
因为我们没有敬畏神，神的话就没有分量。
Because we are not in awe of God, and His words will have no meaning in us.
那今天我们要从第八节来看。
So tonight, we will start from studying chapter 5, verse 8.
一直到第五章的第六章的第八节。
And we will continue through chapter 6, verse 8.
第五章第十节哈。
Chapter 5 verse 10。
这一段圣经主要是在讲如果人一生想要求发财赚更多钱，结论说这也是虚空的。
So this passage refers to those in life who wish to become wealthy, that at the end the result is futile.
或者我们会感觉到我根本就没有这样想，我现在只想工作怎么保得住，生活过得去就好了。
We might think to ourselves that we do not have that kind of thought. We just want to make a living and be able to live our lives.
我也不是百万富翁。
We are not millionaires.
所以这一段圣经跟我没有关系。
So this passage has no relative to me.
但是我们常常知道虽然我们不是很富有，但是有很多人他一直在做梦，怎么样赚更多钱。
But we know that although we are not wealthy, but there are many people who are always dreaming of becoming rich.
那如果这个变成人生的一个目标，到最后是虚空的。
If this becomes a goal in our life, at the end it will be futile.
有一次我到一个地方去啊，参加灵恩会。
There was once when I went to a place for their spiritual convocation.
那负责人就带我们去啊，探访一个啊姐妹的先生。
So the board members took us to visit a husband of a sister in our church.
因为他被关到医院那个精神病房里面。
And the husband was taken to a mental institute in the hospital.
那怎么会被关到精神病房呢？
Why was he taken there?
哦，就是他一直想发财，想到发疯。
It is because he went insane thinking of ways to become rich.
这是真实的故事啊。
This is a true story.
他在开一个小小的这车衣厂。
He had owned a sewing factory.
哦，他就想几年之后我有多少资本，我要买几栋房子。
And he thought to himself, after a few years, I will get this profit and the amount and how many houses I could own.
哦，然后这个房子几年以后涨价，我就卖掉。
And how much profit I can make by selling the houses after they increase in value.
然后买一个这个超级市场。
And I will also purchase a supermarket.
然后在几年之后赚钱了，我就卖掉，买一个银行。
And then after a few years, I will sell that off and I will buy myself a bank.
他就是天天这样一直在想，一直想，想到发疯。
So all through his days, he would think about these things and he became insane.
那我们到医院里面跟他讲了。
So when we went to the hospital, we said to him,
说你需要耶稣。
I said, you need God.
你不是需要发财，你需要耶稣。
You do not need to be wealthy, you need God.
现在最重要是要让耶稣进到你的里面。
The most important thing now is for God to enter into you.
不是钱进到你的银行里面。
And not for money to enter into your bank account.
他听得懂啊。
And he understood.
啊，跟一起祷告。
He prayed with us.
啊，后来这个精神就正常就出来，后来受洗。
And then his mental stage was stabilized, and he was able to leave the hospital.
所以那个生活很普通的人，有时候也一直在想发财，想到发疯了。
So there are ordinary people living ordinary lives who wish to become wealthy every day.
那有的做一个工作，其实生活已经够用了，他找第二个工作，然后再加班。
And some work have a very good job, and yet they wish to find more work so that they could work overtime to make more money.
讲到最后，也是心里面有一个梦，要发财。
And in the end, it is just a dream in their heart to become wealthy.
但是是发小财，不是发大财。
But it is only just a small amount of wealth, not a huge amount.
那为什么我们每一个人啊，一想到赚很多钱就很高兴？
Why is it that many of us will become very joyous when we think about money, about earning money?
我想有几个重要原因。
I believe there are a few important factors.
第一个。
The first.
钱财会让我们提高我们的享受。
Money can bring pleasure to our lives.
因为我们一旦有钱财，我们可以买很多别人没有办法买的。
Because once we have money, we are able to purchase things that others cannot buy.
那这是很舒服的。
And this is an enjoyment.
那圣经也是这样讲。
And this is what the Bible says as well.
财主想要盖更大的仓库，怎样好好的灵魂啊安逸的享受吧。
That a rich man wishes to build a bigger warehouse to enjoy his earnings.
所以人想要发财。
So it's human nature to wish to become wealthy.
那第二个。
The second.
人一旦发财，你有一个依靠。
Once you are wealthy, you have a reliance.
我不怕失业，我有钱。
You do not need a career. You have money.
我不怕生病，我有钱，也可以到最好的医院。
You do not need to be afraid of being ill because you can go to the best hospitals.
我不怕年老，没有孩子要，我有钱。
You are not afraid that no one will want you when you are at an old age because you have money.
所以有一个依靠。
There's a type of reliance.
所以大家都想要有钱，退休的时候要很多钱。
So many people wish to have lots of wealth when they retire.
不但有老友、老伴，还有老本。
Not only would they have their companionship in the old age, but they will also have their wealth.
第三个
，The third，
我们人有权啊，常常就有影响力。
When we have money, we have influence。
那这个影响力是一种享受。
And this influence is a satisfaction。
有时候你没有钱，讲话没有人听。
Because at times when you do not have money, people do not listen to you.
你有钱讲话，有时候讲错了，也还是有人听。
And if you are wealthy, even if you say the wrong things, people will still listen to you.
所以因为有这个几个重要的原因呢，现在大家都想要有钱。
So because of these important factors, more and more people wish to become wealthy.
你良心摸摸自己心里面，从早上到晚上啊睡觉，除了工作之外，我们想耶稣有多少次，想钱有多少次。
And if you feel your conscience from morning to the nights, how many times have you thought of wealth and how many times have you thought of Jesus?
事实上，想要发财，赚更多钱，是我们现在人心里面最重要的。
In actuality, the most important thing in everyone's mind is to gain wealth.
那这样啊，以这种物质追求物质做人生的目标啊，到最后是必定会让你觉得很挫败、挫折感。
So the pursuit of material things will give us a wrong concept.
会让你 frustration， 让你挫折。
Will have us feel frustrated.
不会让你真的觉得很幸福。
And it will not truly give you satisfaction.
好，我们现在看第五章的第十节。
So let's read chapter 5, verse 10.
请你读。
Verse 10, whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income.
好，这里说，贪爱银子不会因为银子知足，贪爱丰富不会因为利益知足，就是说你以财富做努力的目标，不会满足的。
So here it means that if you use the love of money as your goal, you will never be content.
你怎么知道？
How do you know this?
如果你去那个 All You Can Eat 这个 buffet 里面吃，你发现大家吃饱以后，他就不会再谈那里有几盘什么东西，他就开始谈天南地北。
Because if you go and enjoy a buffet and an all you can eat, you will realize that once you are full, you will not talk about the dishes.
因为你已经饱了。
Because you are full.
但是你看那个赚很多钱的人。
But if you look at those who make a lot of money,
他头脑在想什么？
What are they thinking in their mind?
他头脑在想怎么样投资赚更多的钱。
They are thinking of how they should invest to earn more money.
就是他还没有饱，他还没有足，他还没有够。
Because they are not yet satisfied and content.
那这样下去啊，我们人的第一个，你没有满足，你就不会有幸福的感觉。
So living in this way, because you are not satisfied, you do not feel joy.
那这样继续追求下去啊，生活没有平衡。
And in this kind of pursuit, there will be no peace in your life.
所以有的人为着赚钱，所以在公司里面。
So there are people who, because of money, at their jobs,
没有家庭生活。
They do not have a family life.
家庭里面不曾煮过饭。
They do not make their own meals at home.
不曾有全家一起吃饭的时间。
They do not have time where the family to eat together.
整个家庭投进去就是要赚钱。
Because all the person cares about is earning money.
没有家庭生活。
So there's no family life.
那第二个是没有信仰生活。
Secondly, there is no spiritual life.
你一直投下去以后就很累。
Because once you put all your energy in making money, you're tired.
你在家里也没有时间或者没有那个心情读圣经祷告。
You do not have the time or the energy to read the Bible or to pray at home.
然后来到教会打瞌睡，太累了。
And you come to the services, but you are napping because you are so tired from exhaustion.
不过来教会能够安息也是好的了。
But it is good to come to be able to rest in church.
所以你变成没有信仰生活。
But then it really results in having no spiritual life.
所以财富不能够叫人满足。
So wealth cannot give a person contentment.
那这种不满足的结果还有另外一个表现。
And there's another reflection of being not satisfied.
就是拿不出来。
Which is they cannot take out.
口袋还没有满啊，所以要装进去，拿不出来。
Because their pockets are not yet full, so they cannot take out.
所以这个奉献最多的人不一定是收入最高的。
So those who offer the highest in church are not necessarily the ones who make the most money.
奉献最多的人常常是内心最满足的人。
Those who offer the most are often at times the ones who have the full contentment in their heart.
有一次我到奈及利亚去。
Once I went to Nigeria.
在一个第一大都市 Lagos 遇到一个朋友。
And I was at a capital Lagos where I ran into a friend.
他赚很多钱。
He makes a lot of money.
他住在洋房里面，有游泳池，然后那个是有那个 satellite TV 啊，可以看到美国的 CNN.
He lives in a mansion with a satellite TV where he can also see CNN.
那他的太太就是到伦敦度假，走来走去，哎，走到我们教会的门口，再进来慕道。
And his wife was vacationing in London, and so happened to come to our the door of our church and came into Truth Seek.
那慕道以后，他感觉到一种平安喜乐。
So after truth seeking, she felt peaceful.
啊，她很喜欢，她每一次到英国去，就到我们教会来聚会。
So she enjoyed it, and she would go to attend services every time she was in London.
那以后她就联络我们这个宣教士，外国去的，能不能讲道理给她先生听
？So then she contacted our church members to ask if they can preach to the husband.
我就分别一段时间，大概打算在她家。五个小时，其实教义全部都把它一次讲完。
So I took some time out, estimated that it would take about 5 hours to preach about our basic doctrine.
啊，坐下来谈论第一件事情就是说，我到你们教会信耶稣要不要奉献
？And the first thing he asked me when I sat down was, if I attend services in your church, do I need to offer?
我说我们教会跟其他教会不一样。
And I said to him, our church is unlike other churches.
奉献先在后面。
The offering box is at the back.
你献不献，没有人知道。
No one will know if you offered or not.
也不会有一个袋子传到你面前。
There will not be anything in front of you collecting money.
所以你放心。
So you can rest assured.
五个小时问六七次。
And within the 5 hours, he asked me the same question 6-7 times.
他不是说我要什么时候受洗才能够罪得赦免。
He did not ask when I should be baptized to redeem of my sins.
他一直问我要不要奉献，会不会叫我奉献。
But he kept asking, am I required to offer? Would they ask me to offer?
哦，所以这个人的心啊，如果没有满足哦，你有一个现象，你就拿不出来。
So when a person's heart is not full, they will not be able to take out.
这是第二个哈，财富不能让人满足的第二个表现。
So this is a show of what money cannot do to satisfy a person.
我一直印象很深，有一次我去看一个老姐妹，大概八十七岁。
So I have a very strong memory of when I went to visit an elderly sister who was about 80 years old.
啊，因为有一个教会，她后面要盖那个厨房跟教室餐厅。
And there was a church where they were trying to build up the fellowship, the kitchen and the fellowship hall.
我要离开的时候，这个老姐妹给我97块5毛。
And when I was leaving that place, the sister gave me $97.50.
我问她说这个钱哪里来？
And I asked her where did she get the money from?
她说每个月她的女儿给她40块。
And she told me every month her daughter would give her $40.
两个月。他没有买什么，80块积下来。
And so within 2 months, she did not buy anything, so she had saved $80.
那17块5毛哪里来
？So where did the $17.50 come from?
他说我没有办法做什么，我每天早上去散步，我就捡那个 the soft drink 那个罐子。
So she said because she does not do much, so she would go take walks and she would collect the soda cans.
哦，就收集到整个客厅。他妈妈说我们又不是。这个乞丐
，and she collected it and filled their living room and the daughter asked we're not homeless.
但是她就这样卖了，一共17块5毛钱。
But she went and sold it and collected $17.50.
她住的 apartment 是租的，她的房子她的衣服是初步的。
And the apartment she lives is rented, and the clothes that she wears is just ordinary.
但对她来讲，她很满足，我身体很健康，八十七岁能够走来走去很健康，她很感谢神，所以她就拿得出来。
But to her, she feels content because she feels that she is healthy, she is at a good age, and she can offer to God.
所以财富不能叫人满足。
So wealth cannot give a person satisfaction.
好，我们看第五章的十一节。
Let's refer to chapter 5, verse 11.
货物增添，吃的人也增加，物主得什么益处呢？不过是眼见而已。
As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owner except to feast his eyes on them?
好，这里讲东西多啊，吃的人也多。
Here it mentions that those who goods when goods increase, that those who consume them will increase.
所以这个财富增加会带来一大堆啊，闲懒的跟随者人。
So if a person becomes wealthy, they will bring along with them followers.
要跟我们一起来，要跟你一起来享受啊，你的富有。
Those who wish to enjoy the wealth with you.
啊，那有时候会培养出一种很懒散的生活方式。
And it might result in having a very lack in doing things during in life.
哦，很懒散。
Laziness.
哦。所以会使人失去很勤俭的美德。
So they will lose out on what's beautiful before their eyes.
啊，因此这个有时候对下一代也不是很好。
So this will not also be very beneficial to the generation after you.
啊，留太多财产给下一代，不一定对下一代好。
Because the wealth that you leave behind might not necessarily benefit your children.
哦，而且更严重的就是，要这个。人财富多以后啊，要栽培信仰很困难。
And more importantly, it is harder to bring up your spirituality with a lot of wealth.
哦，因为当你什么都有，你跪下来祷告，不晓得要求什么。
Because when you have everything, when you kneel down to pray, you do not know what to ask for.
所以约伯对这个很有警觉啊，那宴席啊，开 party 的日子一过，他一大早就起来为他孩子数目献燔祭。
So Job was very conscious of this, and that is why when there are parties being held, the first thing he did in the morning was to pray for his children.
所以这个经济上非常好的下一代信仰很好的实在是非常少。
So those who are wealthy, it is very hard to find the generations after them to have very good faith.
因为这个生活环境本身会让人在属灵的追求变成很闲懒、很懒散。
Because they become lazy in the pursuit of their spirituality.
所以这个所罗门啊，用他本身实际的经验啊来分析给我们听啊，到底。以这个做人生的目标会有什么结果
？So King Solomon used his own life experience to depict on what the results would be when you chase after wealth.
会让人懒散。
It makes a person lazy.
有时候不是事业上，事业很有进取，是灵性上。
It might not be due to career. It could also be in the pursuit of spirituality.
好，我们再看。第五章的十二节。
Let's continue on to chapter 5, verse 12.
是十二节哈。劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足人丰满，却不容他睡觉。
The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep.
好，那个劳碌的人哦，睡得好有两个原因呢。
The laborer who sleeps well, there are two reasons.
第一个，他没有钱可以忧虑。
The first, he has no money to flounder around.
第二个，因为他要谋生，所以工作很辛苦，躺下去就睡着了。
And the second, because he needs to make a hard life toiling and living, making a living, so he will sleep easily.
那这富足的人哦，丰满不容睡觉，有两个原因。
And there are two reasons why a rich man cannot sleep.
因为他不需要劳力，就不需要劳力，有时候你就很难睡觉。
Because he does not need to use his physical energy to do the work.
那第二个就是因为有太多的财富啊，让你操心。
And the second reason is because he has too much wealth to be concerned with.
所以你看哦，非洲人啊，没有在人在卖安眠药。
So as you can see in Africa, you do not see people selling sleeping pills.
也没有人在卖镇定剂。
Or other types of medication. Tranquilizers.
为什么？因为不需要。
Because there is no need for that.
物质生活很简单。
Because their lifestyle is very simple.
但是精神上有问题的不多。
But you hardly find anyone with mental problems.
或者为什么？
And why is that?
因为他也没有什么可以忧虑。
Because they do not have much to worry about.
那非洲也没有也没有心理医生。
And you rarely find any psychiatrists.
我想心理有疾病的大概有，但是比例不是这么高。
There may be some, but the proportion in ratio in numbers will not be as high as the U.S.
那这个物质生活水准越高的人啊，越地方啊，这个心理发生毛病越多，看心理医生的人越多。
So the places where they have higher standard of living, you tend to see more people who need to go to therapists.
哦，所以这个经济一直在走下坡、上下跳动的时候，有很多人睡不着觉。
So as the economy rises and fall, many people have insomnia.
哦，这是一个很实际的例子。
And this is an actual example.
那我在非洲很少听人说要减肥。
And in Africa, I also do not hear often the term of dieting.
没有这一回事。
I do not hear that happening.
那我们在这个文明的社会，有时候还要花钱去减肥。
And in our society, people spend money to go on diets.
就是生活丰富。
Because their life is abundant.
我们再看十三节跟十四节。
Let's continue on to verses 13 and 14.
我看见日光之下有一个大祸患，就是财主积存反害自己。十四节。
14.
因为遭祸患，这些子财就消灭。那人若生儿子，手里也一无所有。这个地方告诉我们，财富很容易消失。
Here it tells us that the wealth can be taken away very easily.
那这个当我们拥有在消失，那个不是很好的感受。
And the feeling is not wonderful when we have a lot and we lose it.
所以十四节说这是祸患。
So that's why it is called a misfortune in verse 14.
那你就挫折感很深。
Because you feel that you have done wrong.
因为挫折感。
Self-rebuke.
因为很努力去赚了，好像很多，但是到最后又掉下来。
Because you worked hard for your money and in the end you lose it.
你没有办法去永远抓住它。
You cannot hold on to it forever.
所以它很容易消失。
So it will disappear from you.
我们再看第六章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 6 verse 2.
第六章第二节。
Chapter 6 verse 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我看见日光之下有一宗祸患重压在人身上。第二节。
Verse 2.
就是人蒙神赐他子财丰富尊荣，以致他心里所觉得一样都不缺，只是神使他不能够吃，凡有用外人来用，这也是虚空。这个地方在讲虽然财富很多你没有办法去享受。
Here it tells us that although there is much wealth, the person is unable to enjoy it.
我们在年轻的时候有好多人拼命加班赚钱。
So during our youth, there are many people who do a lot of overtime to make money.
那到了50岁以后身体开始出毛病。
And after reaching the age of 50, your physical body gives you some problems.
心脏病、糖尿病、高血压，这什么都跑来了。
Heart problems, cholesterol, high blood pressure.
结果虽然钱赚了不少，这个也不能吃，那个也不能吃。
So although you make a great fortune, but you cannot eat this or that.
所以赚很多，但是你没有办法真的去享受。
So although you make a lot of money, but you cannot fully enjoy it.
这也是一种挫折感。
This is also a self-rebuke.
所以
frustration.
所以我们如果人生以这个追求钱，不管它是多少把这个要赚很多钱当做人生的目标，这样的结论是虚空。
So regardless of how much money a person makes, in the end, this is meaningless.
好。那到底那我们要怎么办
？So what are we to do？
这个就是信仰的一个很重要的功用。
This is a very important aspect of our faith。
虽然圣经跟我们讲出很负面的，但是到最后是要让我们从神那里去找一个很正面的、积极的生活方式。
Although the Bible has gives us a passage。Detail of this meaning, but then we need to find our ways and our faith.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书的第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
然而敬虔加上知足便是大利。第七节。
7.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能够带什么去，第八节。
8.
只要有衣有食，就应当知足。这个地方讲我们处在这个社会上到底心态要怎么过
？Here it tells us the kind of attitude we should have when we live in this world.
最近的经济危机会让我们 思想要怎么改变我们的生活方式。
The recent economic crisis allows us to ponder upon ways to change our lifestyles.
哦，因为可能会影响我们的工作，影响我们的收入。
Because it might have an impact on our lives and an impact on our pay.
但是如果这个经济危机真的带给我们信仰一种向上提升，心态上的更新，然后生活方式的改变，这本身也是值得感谢的。
But if this crisis provides us with some kind of change in our minds to uplift our spirit, then this is something that we should thank God for.
虽然这个压力是大的。
Although there is tremendous pressure.
那这里圣经跟我们讲一个很重要的心态，就是敬虔加上知足。
So,
这个就是大力。
Very important attitude we should have in this verse. It talks about godliness, which gives us contentment.
敬虔，这就是我们跟神的关系。
Godliness is our relationship with God.
对神有敬畏的心，然后常常去亲近神。
To have piety toward God and to often draw close to Him.
那知足。
And to be content.
那这个知足的标准是什么？
What is the standard of being content?
因为常常标准不太一样。
Because people have different standards.
所以第八节。
So verse 8.
有衣有食就应当知足。
As long as we have clothing and food, we should be content with
that. 所以标准就是你有没有东西吃。
So our marking should be whether or not we have food to eat.
你有没有衣服穿。
Do we have clothes?
如果有。
If we do.
就要满足。
Then we should be content.
这个就是标准了。
This is the standard.
那如果我们真的能够改变到这种心态啊。
So if we could truly transform our attitude.
生活会很快乐。
Then our lives will be content.
我发现到非洲生活很快乐。
I realize when I am in Africa that it's an enjoyment to be living there.
当然蚊子很多。
Although there are many mosquitoes.
轰炸机这样到处叮。
They are all over you.
但是你带美金去。
But when you take US dollar with you.
因为到乡下没有东西买。
You take it with you, you go to the villages, you have nothing to buy.
我到奈及利亚算过，一块美金买一百多个橘子。
I went to Nigeria and you can purchase 100 oranges with $1.
十个 coconut.
10 coconuts.
所以一块美金大概你一天吃不完。
So with a dollar, you will have enough to feed you for more than a day.
那也没有 shopping mall, 你就没有东西买了。
And there are no shopping malls, so you have nothing to purchase.
所以吃饱没有生病，感谢神。
So as long as you can fill your stomachs, you thank God.
忽然间你发现了，生活很容易满足。
So then you realize that it is very easy to become content.
所以我们现在生活不满足，常常是那个标准太高。
Many times we are not content because the standard is lifted too high.
如果把标准降低，你就很喜乐。
If we lower the standard, then we will be very content.
天天都很满足。
We will be satisfied every day.
感谢主，有衣服穿，有东西吃。
Thank God we have clothing and we have food.
那这一种的心态啊，需要学习。
So this kind of attitude needs to be learned.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书
Philippians
第四章
Chapter 4
十一节
Verse 11
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话我无论在什么境况都可以知足这是我已经学会的
I am not saying this because I am in need for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances
说在什么境况我都可以知足
So it says here, under all circumstances, I learned to be content.
那这个是我学会的。
And this is something I have learned.
所以保罗也要学。
So Paul needed to learn this.
所以我们需要学。
So we need to learn this.
所以有时候神让我们遇到一些事情哦，你看起来好像我真的不愿意这样啊，但是你如果再经历过，再回头过来看，你就发现，这个里面让我们学到很多，变成很成熟。
So many a times God will allow us to encounter difficulties which we feel that should not happen, but after looking back, we will realize that this is something we learned.
这个本身是很难得的。
This is very, very difficult to grasp.
所以这里说无论什么情况都可以知足。
So here it says, whatever the circumstances,Be content.
有一个基督教的牧师。
There was a pastor at a a minister at another church.
啊，他在加州了，他写一本书叫 Purpose Driven Life， 可能我们当中有人看过。
The Purpose of Life.
The
Purpose Driven Life. He wrote a book called The Purpose Driven Life.
那本书销售了1500万册。
And the book sold for more than a million copies, 50 million copies.
那这个牧师忽然间变成很富有了。
And this minister all of a sudden became very wealthy.
然后他就接受人 interview.
And so he accepted to have people interview him.
他说一下子变得很有钱。
And all of a sudden he gained a lot of wealth.
但是我的生活没有改变。
But he said his life did not change.
他住的房子还是那个房子。
His house is the same house.
他开的车子还是那个车子。
His car is the same car.
他吃的东西还是那个东西。
He eats the same food.
这就不简单了。
This is very hard to do.
这个就是他的内心那个标准啊，他已经把它操练过了。
That is because he already worked and trained in having his standard set in his heart.
所以我们很容易看到一个人是不是经济好坏。
So it is very easy for us to see if a person is wealthy or not.
因为我们很容易跟着社会的标准往上降，往下降。
Because we follow the trends of the society and the standards which goes up and goes down.
但是当信仰变成我们的力量，变成满足的时候。
But when our faith becomes our strength and we are content,
你就发现我们的生活是根据我们里面那个原则，而不是根据社会的影响。
Then you will realize that your life will follow the standard in your heart and not the standard of society.
那你就发现我们这个人很平静，不会上下波幅激动。
Then you will find that the person is very peaceful and will not move up and down in the charts.
所以知足需要操练。
So to be content, we need to train.
那知足就是会很喜乐。
And in order to be joyful, we need to be content.
我们看路加十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
二十节。
Verse 20.
神最确答说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。”你所预备的要归从谁呢？二十一节。
21.
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。这个二十节是针对这个无知的财主。
This verse 20 is said towards the foolish rich person.
那二十一节是针对每一个人。
And verse 21 is said to everybody.
无知的财主只想到他自己，只想到现在。
Because the rich fool only thought of himself and thought of the moment.
但是二十一节。
But verse 21.
神说，这样的生活方式在神面前是不富足的。
That God said this kind of lifestyle is not rich in the eyes of God.
那也就是说，当我们能够用神所给我们的，除了我们自己享用之外，我们还能够用这个来爱神爱人，我们在神面前就有天上的富足。
Which means that if we can take what God gives us, and not only do we enjoy it, but we take whatever is left to give to others, then this is what God will be pleased with.
以前我曾经跟大家分享过，有一次我在看中文报纸。
So I've probably shared this before, but I was reading the Chinese paper once.
中国到底有很多亿万富翁。
And it says that there are many multimillionaires.
那下面一个小标题说，他们都没有行善的观念。
And then there's a small print underneath saying they do not have the concept of charity.
就是为自己。
Which is they live for themselves.
过了一段时间。
After a while.
又有一个消息。
There was another report.
说美国最富有的一个人，我们大家都知道，他从公司退下来他捐了几十亿的美金，他现在专门在做慈善事业。
That in the U.S. there was the wealthiest man after retiring from his job, he started doing charity.
所以我们可以发现，这个人的想法真的需要用信仰不断来更新。
So we know that this concept in our minds needs to be trained with our faith.
是神赐给我们的。在地上的丰富能够转变成为属灵上天国的富足。
That the abundance that God gives us on this earth can be turned into storing up riches in heaven.
那富足就没有什么不好了。
Then it is not actually bad to be rich.
我们现在看马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark chapter 10.
马可第十章二十九节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 29.
耶稣说，我实实在告诉你，人为我和福音撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹父母儿子田地的，30节
30.
没有不在今世得百倍，就是房屋弟兄姊妹儿女田地，并且要受逼迫，而且来世要得永生。这个地方告诉我们，谁是最富足的人。
Here it tells us who is the wealthiest.
就是遵行神旨意的人。
It is the person who follows the commandments of God.
也就是愿意为着主耶稣撇下我们所有的。
Which is to be willing to leave everything we have for Jesus.
那今生要得百倍，来世要得永生。
And the person will receive 100 times as much in the present age and eternal life to come.
所以这是我们在思想我们神给我们的富足。
So this,
也很重要的教训。
This is a very important teaching of when we reflect on the wealth that God provides for us.
那到最后就是要带我们进到基督里面的丰富。
And in the end, it will take us into the abundance of Christ.
我们最后来看约翰福音第十章。
Lastly, let's take a look at the book of John.
约翰第十章第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得着更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这里主耶稣说他要叫羊得生命。
Here Jesus says that he will have give life.
我们受洗就有属灵的生命。
That once we are baptized, we will have eternal spiritual life.
得着更丰盛。
And we will be abundant.
但是这个需要用，这需要追求。
But this is something we need to seek for.
所以当我们整个头脑都在地上，怎么投资或者说怎么去赚钱的时候，我们应该要有一段时间跟精力来在灵里面追求这种基督的丰盛。
So as we work and think of ways to become wealthy, we need to have our time spent on focusing on how to pursue the wealth in Christ.
就是基督住在我们里面，你充满着平安，充满着喜乐。
Which is when Christ dwells in us, we will be full of content, full of peace, full of joy.
那神变成我们的满足。
And God will become our contentment.
神本身变成我们的享受。
And God will become our satisfaction.
这样就是最富足的人。
And in this, that person is the most wealthiest.
所以传道书在讲这个地上富足的一些虚空面，就是要让我们改变我们的想法让我们进到基督里来追求丰富。
So the book of Ecclesiastes is trying to tell us that we need to change our concepts so that we seek for the abundance in Christ.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
391.
391. Be seated.
我们四月中我们将会有教会的联恩会。
In the middle of April, we will hold our church's spiritual convocation.
请我们常常为这件事情来代祷。
Let's all pray constantly for this matter.
那也请我们常常带慕道朋友教会来慕道。
And let us also often bring friends to truth seek in our church.
我们有祷告，有带慕道者，我们就可以看到神在我们当中在祝福我们。
Because if we pray and we bring truth seekers, we will see that God is with us.
这个就会带给我们喜乐。
And this will bring joy to us.
所以喜乐是从做圣工来的。
So the joy comes from doing holy work.
喜乐是从付出来的。
And the joy comes from giving out.
那明天早上10点到10点半有自由参加的祷告会。
So tomorrow morning we have our free will prayer.
如果我们个人有困难，我们家庭有困难，最好的方式就是信靠神。
So if we have difficulties in our homes, in our families, the best thing to do is to rely on God.
那信靠神的方法就是借着祷告交托。
And to rely on God, we do it through prayer and communication.
所以祷告非常重要。
And so it is important for us to pray.
所以我们大家尽量来参加。
So we hope that all of us can take the time to come.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let us all pray together now.